Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Sports Podcast. My name is Rakesh and this is your sports update on First Post. The Women's World Boxing Championships begin in New Delhi today. Yesterday, we reported that Kosovo's Donjeta Sadiku was facing issues with her visa because India does not formally recognize the disputed territory of Kosovo. Last evening, the list for the main draw was released and it did not include Sadiku. That means she will likely not compete in the championships. The IOA tried to have the Kosovo boxer included in the competition, even approaching the sports ministry, but it looks like Sadiku is out of luck. Meanwhile, MC Mary Kom and L. Sarita Devi are among the seven Indian boxers who have received first round buys. The Executive Committee of the All India Tennis Association, or AITA, has replaced Chairman S.P. Mishra and Davis Cup coach Zeeshan Ali with Ankita Bhamri and Vishal Uppal in the Senior National Selection Committee. Former Davis Cup player Rohit Rajpal has been made chairman. AITA Secretary General Hiranmoy Chatterjee said, and I quote, S.P. Mishra was there for a long time. We thought of giving an opportunity to others as well. Zeeshan has also been there for long, so we have brought in Vishal Uppal. We also felt that since the committee picks the Fed Cup team, there should be woman representation, and that's why Ankita has been included, unquote. Another AITA official said, we want the younger lot to take lead role, unquote. Ankita Bhamri told PTI, and I quote, I am glad not just because it's me, but because it is important to have woman representation. They bring a different perspective and understand the requirements. As a former player and a coach, I have travelled myself and with the players, so I have a fair idea of what is needed, unquote. Interestingly, Mishra and Zeeshan said they were not involved in the decision making. International Boxing Association chief Ghafur Rahimov insisted yesterday that boxing will remain a part of the Tokyo Olympics in 2020. He said this in response to growing talk of boxing being in risk of ejection after Rahimov was elected AIBA president earlier this month. The problem for Rahimov under the AIBA is that the 67-year-old Uzbek businessman has been linked to organized crime by the US Treasury Department. Rahimov has denied the allegations. Speaking in Delhi at a press conference declaring the 10th Women's World Championships open, Rahimov said he was confident of boxing's future as an Olympic sport. He said, and I quote, there is nothing to worry. This has been happening for many years and we've been correcting them. Boxing will always be in the Olympics. In the last 10 months at the helm of affairs at the AIBA, we have brought a lot of reforms and improvement. We will continue to give the best for our boxers, unquote. Boxing's future at the 2020 Olympics will be decided at an executive commission meeting of the IOC in Tokyo next month. The AIBA had submitted a report to the IOC towards this meeting. Rahimov said, and I quote, the areas of concern were accumulated for many years. These include anti-doping, refereeing integrity, governance and financial aspects. This report also combined information from Youth Olympic Games for refereeing, which was well welcomed by the IOC, as well as anti-doping cases, WADA cases that AIBA is now 100% compliant. Indian chess legend Vishwanathan Anand, who was forced to a draw by 14-year-old Nihal Sarin, said he sees signs of future greatness in the teenager. The two had met in the 8th round of the Tata Steel Chess Rapid Tournament. Sarin, who is currently ranked world number 1 in the under-14 category, finished the rapid section of the tournament with just 3 points with 6 draws and 3 defeats. However, his calmness as he tackled the pressure of playing some of the biggest stars of the game impressed many. Anand said, and I quote, going by the evidence so far, I would not rule out Nihal becoming a world champion in the future. It's a long journey forward, unquote. He also added, he's just 14. I felt that he would really struggle in this tournament and he would be a bit out of place. It seemed the opposite. He seemed quite comfortable here, not fully there, but he's a huge talent, what I have seen of him, unquote. But the legend also sounded a note of caution. He said, and I quote, the problem with young talents is that you have an impression, but they outgrow it very fast. I have no idea about what happens 10 years down the line. Not everybody's growth is going to be linear, but we've got an enormous depth of talent. Some of them will break through, unquote. He denied that Sarin was comparable to the current world champion, Magnus Carlsen. He said, and I quote, some results are comparable, but Magnus was ahead at this stage. But Nihal's understanding in everything seemed very high at the moment. But it's a long journey. Magnus was playing amazing things when he was 14. He won the C group when he was 13 and then progressed into the B group and so on, unquote. Anand also observed that there seems to be something of a chess movement in India, saying, I think what we have already is a movement. It's steadily producing lots and lots of players and slowly the movement is taking the game of chess forward in India. I'm very happy with the steady growth that we've had, unquote. Former Indian bowler Ashish Nehra said the upcoming Australia tour will be a challenging one for India's bowlers. Nehra believes the bowlers have been something of a revelation during recent tours and said the current attack has the ability to succeed, but conditions will be different from what they experienced in England and South Africa. The 39-year-old former speedster said, and I quote, the Australian team is going through a massive restructuring and this is India's best chance without a doubt. We have the bowling attack to beat them, but we need to be mindful that conditions will be much tougher down under, where the wickets will be flat and weather would be on the warmer side. You will get extra extra bounce, but there will only be lateral movement till the kookaburra seam doesn't flatten. It won't be like England where the ball swings all day. Once you get adjusted to the bounce, batsmen can hit you all day." Unquote. He also warned about fitness, saying that the hard Australian grounds can pose challenges for bowlers as the feet take a lot of pounding compared to England or New Zealand. Speaking about the bowlers, Nehra said, and I quote, "I don't see Bhuvi starting in the first test at least. He can struggle a bit with the old kookaburra as it will neither swing or seam unlike Duke's or SG test. Umesh is not a finished product after 8 years, but someone who has incredible skill sets. He is a strong lad and the fittest among all Indian pacers. A testimony to that is his performances in Indian conditions when he can reverse the 65 to 70 overs old ball at a good speed. You need both skill and strength for that. He should feature sometime. I liked Shami bowling with fire in the second innings of the fifth test at the Oval. That takes a lot of doing. I hope he can keep it up in Australia, also if he starts from the first test." Unquote. He also praised Jasprit Bumrah's skills, hinting that he's expecting something special from the young fast bowler. Nehra said, and I quote, "Bumrah is a much more skillful red ball bowler than what he's perceived to be. His Yorkers will come in very handy with the old kookaburra. Any batsman who has not played Bumrah before can find it difficult to counter the awkward angle that his delivery creates. In England, I found that he can get the ball to straighten consistently after pitching. So he's not a one-dimensional bowler." Unquote.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.